The holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 12. This is letter number 4187. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Moren Yehuda Leib Sheyichya Levi Horowitz. This is a little bit close to home. He used to be in the Lubavitch Shul in Dorchester. He was in Dorchester. And on some of the documentation, you know, when the Rebbe became Rebbe, he's the one that signed off, you know, for the Rebbe, so he was active. So this is a letter that the Rebbe is writing to Yehuda Leib Sheyichya Horowitz. Halevi, Moren Yehuda Leib, Oisik Mitzar Chetziv, Leib Sheyichya Horowitz, Sholem of Racha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated Toiv Oder. Sometimes instead of saying the 17th, you use the word Toiv, the 17, because Toiv has the numerical value of 17, and it's a nice way to say the 17th, good other, the good of other. And also that was enclosed there. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that also you don't mention anything about spreading the wellsprings to the outside, especially during these auspicious day, like the day of the Yahrzeit, but talking about Yud Shvat, and the days of Purim, that we are just coming from them. The word Azlinon Minayu, the Rebbe uses, is that we are sort of walking of them, we are leaving them, we are journeying away from them. So what does it mean, journeying? Journeying means a language of traveling. The soul is called a traveler because it's always going, it's journeying. There is an interesting verse that it says, the angel, the angels are considered standing. They're stationary. Why are they stationary? Because angels don't grow. They don't become more connected. They don't become more loved. Angels, whatever they are, they are. There is no growth over there. That's why they're called Oimdim. They are stationary. They stay in the same place. They could be very holy, but they don't increase in their holiness. But a human being is called Nesat Lecho Mahalchim, is called a Mahalach, meaning that he goes, he moves, which means he's supposed to be growing and increasing and becoming better, holier, more connected, more active. So the Rebbe says, encouraging him to become more growing and active and walking and moving along in spreading of the wellsprings. And the Rebbe ends with a prayer, Yehiratzin, that you should occupy in this with lots of energy, and therefore you'll be successful. And like we know the ruling of the heavenly court, the Rebbe says, if you do, you will be successful, because this has already been ruled by the court above, by Hashem's court, that because of the self-sacrifice of the Alter Rebbe for the teaching of Chassidus, they ruled in the heavenly court that whenever it's a matter of Torah, fear of heaven, good character traits, so the hand of those who are tied to the Alter Rebbe, those who go in his footsteps, will always be on the top. Basically, a chosid or a Lubavitcher or a Chabadnik who works and with great energy, the Rebbe says, you will succeed, because that's the ruling that those who follow the Alter Rebbe, because of his Mesiras Nefesh, their hands will be on the top. In this case, maybe on the top, it means against all odds, or against the negativity, or against the obstacles that's in their way for that. And I also understand from the Rebbe's Rebbe, the Rebbe doesn't say it, a lot of times obstacles come from within, because sometimes people have their own fears, their own insecurities, you know, and they're not sure about it. But if you do, the Rebbe says you will overcome, you'll be successful. The Rebbe doesn't specifically talk about that, but I'm just building on the word that it'll be on the top. On the top of what? I mean, it doesn't seem like anybody was an argument. Like if you have, you say, well, there's a disagreement. But I guess generally, you know, to make change or to inspire, there's always resistance, you know. So you have to be, you know, on the top in order for you to be successful. So the Rebbe says you will be successful. And previously the Rebbe used the language that if you work hard, you'll be successful. And here the Rebbe says, the promise to the Alter Rebbe, the ruling in the heavenly court, that the hand of the Hasidim will always be those who are tied and follow in the hillstep will be on the top.